Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Have You Really Heard Me?
The reading is from the book of Genesis. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God. God also said to Abraham, On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. The word of the Lord. It's interesting how oftentimes we hear different things, but we oftentimes have selective hearing. Those of you who are parents understand well, or those of you who are teachers understand well what this means. For example, if you say to your child or your student, yes, you can do such and such, but remember, there's something else that you need to do. And somehow, their selective hearing only hears the first part, and that is, yes, you can do whatever, such and such and so. But still, we haven't heard that other part, but you have to do something else. You see, we hear in this reading today from Genesis that God says, I will give you this. I will let you take possession of the land in which you live. I will be your God. But oftentimes, people have a tendency to forget that second part. On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. People have a tendency to only hear the first part. We are the chosen people. And don't most of us think about that when we see ourselves in a certain position? Don't we see ourselves as being chosen? Don't we see ourselves as being special? Don't we see ourselves as being important? And yet, we forget that there's another part, a part that we call a commitment that we also have to take in ourselves. We cry out to God, many of us, for mercy. Especially during this season of Lent, we are doing our best to be as mindful as we can of others, and yet we still think about our own sinfulness. And how we have to ask, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. But we also forget that we have to do something as well. It's not just God having mercy on us, but it's about us repenting, believing in that good news, and doing the best that we can to change our lives. So I ask the question, have we truly heard the word? Do we understand what is being asked of us? Let us look at the twofold part, not only asking for mercy, not only being chosen, as it were, by God, but also our part as well. What must I do to change my life? Amen.